Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking everything Father's Day, and we're going to be enjoying some of that good grilled food over this weekend. And, Barbecue Bob, you got one of your buddies on the line that might be able to help us.
I do. It's always buddy time on the Grilling Guys. A little shout out and thanks to our wonderful producer, Mr. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, always coming up with the appropriate tunes to get the blood going, right?
Exactly.
Get you pumped. So we're going to talk right now with a guy named Dan Marguerite. He's got a store in Willamette, Illinois, that's called Backyard Barbecue, and I've known Dan for a long, long time. And if you want to know anything about the grilling industry, grills and smokers, this is the store. It's a must-see. It's a destination. It's unbelievable in his new location right now. Dan Marguerite, Backyard Barbecues. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you doing?
Hey, we're on top of it here. We're tasting a nice Lagunitas Daytime Session IPA. And start the morning off right. Saturdays are good for IPAs. Danny Jopp's here with me, and he's my partner in the show. Danny is a longtime friend and client. He's taught me so much about the grill business through his years and years of running a retail outlet, and he's in a new store. So tell us a little bit about your new location, because the old one was so cool. I couldn't believe you moved, but you're right across the street, so it's all good.
Yeah, the old one was nice. You know, it had two sides to it, but it was only about 2,400 square feet, and we just slowly grew out of it. So about 3.5 years ago, the car wash across the street came up for sale. So it's about 5,000 square feet. So I turned it into a giant showroom / party event space / grilling destination.
It is, and if you go to his website, it's called BackyardBBQStore.com. You can take a peek at this store, and dude, you've got so much style and class. I'm just happy to know you, because I just want to glean a little bit of that from you.
No, it really turned out nice. I give credit to my architect, my landscape design guy that helped out, and just everyone that's kind of put a lot of work and effort in this place, and my wife, who designed a lot of it too. We have the nicest women's bathroom in downtown Willamette now.
Well, the cool thing about even your old store and the laws of Illinois, or maybe Chicago, Willamette, Illinois, is a northern suburb of Chicago, and it's a really cool area. It's a beautiful area, and you've got a lot of great clientele who love your store. His store turned into kind of the club, Jopp, and one of the reasons it's a club is because he always has a couple tappers going with some good beers, and your buddy owns a little beer company over in Cleveland. What's that called?
Oh, yeah, Great Lakes. Yeah, he'll be here this weekend, actually, for my nephew's wedding.
Nice.
Yeah, so I actually have increased my tappers, too. I have 10 on draft now. As you know, Bob, I like beer. So
yeah, well,
so hold on. Let me understand this. This is a barbecue equipment store with a bar in it. Okay, yeah. Now I'm getting the whole genius thing. It just hit me.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. As the beer count goes up, the grill sales start to ring.
It is genius, because yeah. I've been there for a number of events, and of course, he was a client of mine for years, and so I would love to stop by, because the first thing I'd do is grab a mug to make sure his tapper was clean. But the genius of it is he gets all the boys in the neighborhood to want to stop by to buy something, because they get to have a pint.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. And what's nice is my new location, I'm right next, literally if you look out my one garage door, that you can kind of see that, I can open it up. It's the hardware store parking lot, so. Every guy's got to go to the hardware store on Saturday.
Right.
So he can then come over here. It's their new little hideaway when they're going to the...
Well, yeah, it isn't a quick trip to the hardware anymore. I can see that a mile away.
Right.
So yeah. Let's hear about some things that you think in your store that would make great Father's Day gifts.
So now with Father's Day, we sell, I mean, there's probably like a top 10 would be like, we sell a lot of wireless thermometers, the ThermalWorks Smoke, the ThermalWorks ThermaPen too, we sell a ton of. We always have a couple good classes after Father's Day, so we sell a lot of tickets for that. You know, we sell a lot of grilling sets. We sell a lot of Big Green Eggs too, just because they kind of, the wife waits until Father's Day to buy it for their hubby. Let's see what else.
Yeah, you really do some damage with the Big Green Egg. I know you, you have, they like you.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it's a good relationship. I've had one for 20 years is why, you know, so I know how to cook on it.
So Dan, for the guy that, or the person that doesn't want to buy Dad $1,000 gift, you've got some, I see, I'm looking at your site right now. You've got a wide variety of rubs, sauces, seasonings, those kind of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We sell a lot of that too. Yeah. I mean, some guys are local, some guys are from Texas. You know, you'll see them all from all over the country that I've got. I get a lot of samples sent to me, you know, because they hear about my store or whatever. Sometimes I like them, sometimes I don't, but I definitely taste everything we sell.
Yeah.
We use a lot of it here too for our events. You know,
it's always fun, isn't it? And there's so many good rubs. I get a bunch of them sent to me as well. I have yet to find any that I really say, wow, that's horrible. There's just so many good ones out there.
Yeah, I've had a few of those over the years, and it's hard to like, you know, because if Kristen calls all excited, and you kind of try to let him down easily.
Right.
That happens to Bob a lot. He's a salesman.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking with Dan Marguerite from Backyard Barbecue Store in Willamette, Illinois. If you get into the Chicago area and if you've never been, well, I'll guarantee you, you've never been to a store like this. If you like to grill and if your wife will tolerate you absolutely falling in love with a retailer, this is the place to go because this store is, well, first of all, when your wife goes in with you, if she does, she's going to absolutely love the layout and the design because it you just feel like you're in a dream.
Plus, we have rosé on draft for the wife.
Don't miss a beat, baby. That's cool. Hey, I noticed you've got some outdoor kitchens inside displays. How's that business for you?
It's good. We do a lot. You know, we work with a lot of designers and landscape contractors that like to send their customers in here because we display them. They can see. We probably have four different stone structures built in here with grill heads. And a lot of different components, you know, trash, you know, doors, drawers, et cetera, beer tappers that are technically live because I use them anyway, outdoor refrigerators. So it's become a destination for that because of how many we do have on display. I've got, you know, a couple eggs live outside. I've got a Kalamazoo grill live outside. I've got a Kalamazoo pizza oven live outside because we do serve food here too on the weekends. So I'm using those constantly.
Jop, Danny does a great job with Kalamazoo grills. We've had their designer on the show before, and, I just know that you do that product a solid. Tell us one more time your website.
It's backyardbbqstore.com.
Okay, it's called Backyard Barbecue. If you get into the Chicago area, it's in Willamette, Illinois. Dan Marguerite, always a good time to talk to you, brother.
Good to talk to you, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Happy grilling this summer.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Coming up next, we're going to bring it back local to Michigan. We've got our own grill supplier, Garrett's Appliance in West Michigan, and they have a host of equipment that you're going to want to see for Father's Day as well. So stick with us. We'll be back.